I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Well, you weren't so fast that time.
Oh, shut up. It's Silly Sunday. Give me a break.
And joining us is Miss Elena Hall of the NBAA. You know, letter organizations always sound so impressive.
Yeah, let's hear it for the alphabet organizations.
There you go. National Business Something.
Aviation Association, absolutely.
Okay. Wow, well, I got half. I get half credit.
I was close. I had aircraft instead of aviation.
I was going to say, you got the hard part there.
Is that the national?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so what are you guys about? And we have a guest, an unnamed guest.
We do. Most of the time, I like to stay behind the scenes.
But yeah.
I'm glad to be on the air with our shenanigans director and chief banter officer.
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
Geez.
Oh,
we've
boy.
We've got titles now. Tommy will expect things from us.
Yeah, I want to raise.
Good luck.
Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. National Business Aviation Association. We represent over 11,000 businesses and professionals in our industry that use general aviation aircraft for business purposes. And
well, when you say that, are you talking like FBO businesses or corporations that have jets?
Yes.
Like my wife used to work for Quest Diagnostics and they have a fleet.
Yeah, absolutely. They are one of our members. So we're looking at Part 91 flight departments, 135 charter operators, if you're using aircraft to do things or if you're supporting those that are. So FBOs, manufacturers, fuel suppliers, the whole nine.
Okay. Do you cover everybody?
Yeah.
So if I wanted to start a flight department in my company making whiz bangs, mm-hmm. I would call you.
You would call my buddy, yes.
Your buddy. Don't call her.
I got an operation department, but I connect the right people, that's for sure.
That's all you need to wait?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been that?
Just about 2 years.
Okay. And how big is the NBAA?
So we've got 11,000 companies and professionals as our membership, but those companies might have, you know, between 300 and 500 members within themselves, so...
It's bigger than it sounds.
It's pretty large, yeah.
Yeah.
Business aviation makes up about 1.1 million jobs in the U.S. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I get one?
Good luck.
We'll find a spot for you, that's for sure.
I'll take it.
Yeah, his job.
I'll be wheel chocks.
Wheel chock, yeah.
Oh, I'm better than that. I'm both wheel chocks. Anyway, you can tell this is day 7.
Oh, this is day 9 for me.
9?
Oh, geez.
Gotten for punishment.
Yeah.
You must be scorched.
So your presence here is to let everybody know what it is you do.
Yeah.
And hopefully get some new members.
Yeah. So we've got a beautiful, big air-conditioned tent with lots of snacks for our members and anyone that wants to stop in right on the flight line. So we've got a beautiful view of the air show. Really just supporting our members that are here and then talking to people about the different programs we do. So... one that I'm really involved in is our Young Professionals Program, or as we call them, YoPros. Kevin is here
as
one of our YoPro. And
okay.
That program is turning 10 this fall, so we're really excited about it. We really just wanted to get a place for young professionals in our industry to connect with each other and really grow that network, because aviation is so much a who-you-know organization.
Right.
Like. Industry.
Now, would you say that you're looking for the young pilot that's not necessarily looking for an airline career?
Yes, but I'm also looking at the ones that have the goals of airlines and making sure that they understand that it's not their only option. So a lot of our members are going to be small organizations that are less than 500 people, probably only fly one airplane, and don't necessarily have the same recruiting and marketing budgets as a Delta, United, and American. We love them, don't get me wrong. I fly commercial all the time. But we really want to make sure that when students are looking at becoming pilots or young professionals are looking at their options in the industry, that they consider some of those smaller guys.
Okay.
I want to stress that it's not just pilots, too. I mean, there is a role out there for almost everything you can imagine within business aviation, whether it's whether you're flying the airplane. I'm a pilot myself, so of course I am a little pilot bias, but we also have schedulers and dispatchers, sales, maintenance, big need for maintenance side, both on the technician and on the MRO, maintenance control, anything you can imagine, marketing. We've got logistics coordinators, so all across the industry. Pilots, of course, are a big need, pilots and mechanics, but for everything you can imagine, for almost every field, there is a way to apply that to aviation and business aviation especially.
Okay, yeah. How you fixed for wheel chocks?
Well, I'm glad that you explained the YoPros, because I was looking at that and I'm thinking, YoPro, is that a new camera that I missed out
no,
on?
No, it's a sea shanty they wrote.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
You got a lot of downtime, huh? How many flights per year? You guys track anything like that, that businesses do on average?
We probably do. I don't know those numbers.
Okay.
But,
I'm here to stump you.
I heard the ping pong question.
Yeah, earlier, right. So. It's cruel, isn't it?
Now, here's a question for you. I'm going to start a company, and I'm going to have a Part 135 charter operation in it, and I know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you people help me with the basics of setting something like that up?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an amazing operation service group. I think it's five or six people that have that background and that knowledge, and we also have our standing committees of volunteers that work in that field every day. And so anyone that's got questions on that can come to us and say, hey, I'm looking at doing this. And we've got people that have resources and support for setting those up. We've got a lot of stuff towards the Part 91 field too, because sometimes we find that it can be a little hard to justify why I should have a private jet as a small company or whatever it is. And so we're really there to help provide the facts and the data to help support setting something like that up, if that's
and,
what
and
someone
proving
wanted to do.
To me why it's a good idea for my company.
Yeah, absolutely.
And making the numbers work out right.
Yeah, I mean, business aviation contributes to just such increases in productivity for the members that use it. You can go to, say you have to go on a business trip, you can go to multiple locations in a single day or a couple of days versus spending, 2 days in the airport, 1 day at the location, and then going to the next one. And you can also meet on the plane and talk about secure data or information without, worrying about your competitor who's sitting two seats over, maybe overhearing
right.
and all of that. So
spies, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Well, there is a lot of advantages to using business aircraft, obviously. For one thing, you don't have to worry about the TSA hokey pokey and the whole time lost in that.
Oh, yeah. You just walk up, you get on, and
boom,
you're ready to go.
You're off into the wild.
And I get the full can of soda.
Yeah, full can of soda.
Damn.
And you've got a comfortable seat as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
No screaming children.
Well, unless they're yours.
No, mine have grown up, thank you.
Yeah, you have to bring them with you. Anyway, you have like offices everywhere?
So we have, our main headquarters is in Washington, D.C., and then we've got a handful of regional directors around the area. So Christy Ivey is the one for Wisconsin. She's normally here, but she's back in Montana this week.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But they're all based kind of in their own ways, but most of us are out in D.C. But we have a lot of local and regional groups that partner with us to have that presence and support business aviation in their local areas.
Are you a resource for like companies that might only just want to charter a flight every now and then and need to know, who do I charter an airplane from?
Yeah. I mean, we get all sorts of inquiries of, I want to charter a plane. Who's in my area? We can connect them with people.
I was going to say there's resources for chartering, but really kind of any aspect of business aviation. Because another one is obviously the conventions. I'm sure that's what a lot of people know NBAA for, be it BASE, be it the Professional Development Leadership Conference, or the PDP courses that they have for. Obviously, the big part is how do I get into business aviation? How do I get a career in business aviation? But then another big aspect of it is continuing professional development with courses that you can take or getting involved in the industry with advocacy, with our Young Professionals Organization, various committees and subcommittees. Obviously, the one I'm most familiar with is the Advocacy Committee, because that's what I got to help out with our D.C. fly-in a couple of weeks ago. But lots of different ways to continue to further your career as well with professional development courses.
Yeah, and for clarification, our D.C. fly-in is not like an EAA fly-in. We're not bringing our airplanes in. It's a D.C. term of bringing a large group of people to Capitol Hill to advocate on behalf of whatever issues that we are very focused on.
In other words, you're tasked with tackling congressmen and telling them, we need this. professional development courses, mm-hmm. does that include extra type training, anything that sophisticated?
So we're not quite on the technical side. We have members that do that kind of training, but ours is more on like leadership, operations. We've got a couple of certificate programs that people can take online that provide specific training in the business aviation industry. So the two that we have right now are our business aircraft scheduler certificate and a safety manager certificate, because these are things that people can't really go to school for. You don't need a dispatch license to be a scheduler, and there's no real good way to learn all the basics. And so we try and find those holes and fill those in as we can on the educational side.
Well, that's good stuff.
Well, I was thinking that a dispatcher is a very safety-related job to begin with, because obviously you don't want to rent somebody an airplane that's too big, but also you don't want to rent them one that's too small.
Absolutely.
Too many incidents of overloaded airplanes and unhappy
of too
endings.
Small.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we're seeing a lot more demand for those safety manager programs as well, with 135 operations now being required to get.
Well, it's a
SMS
liability
and
issue, and they're trying to limit their liability.
Yeah.
Well, we've been speaking with Elena Hall of the National Business,
Aviation Association.
See, I still only got the first half. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.